Now there can be poured out upon the earth more grace, more glory, more miracles through this.
I know my God has made the way for me. I know my God has made the way for me.
Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, join Gloria Copeland and her guest Billy Brim as Billy reveals the vision God gave her on the shift in the heavenlies and the doubled kingdom system. Now, here's Gloria.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland, and my good anointed friend Billy Brim is here with me this week, and she's sharing some things that the Lord said and revealed. And it's exciting, so if you missed it, well, you need to get caught up. And Billy, wind her up.
All right. We're going to wind her
up. Don't hold back. No. Don't hold back anything.
We're not going to hold back, and we're going to even be wound next week because we're going to go into detail as to what this means. But as we were talking about Brother Oral Roberts, Billy Joe went to heaven. Billy Joe around Thanksgiving, Brother Roberts around Christmas. And we had two great memorial services. Huge memorial services in the Mabee Center. Thousands attended.
That's right.
And I am going back now to 2007. 2007, Brother Roberts was in California, living in California. My son Chip and I were out there. And I called Brother Roberts to see if we could come visit him.
Mm-hmm.
He told me we could come, and we had lunch with him. And Chip tells his friends it was like having lunch with Abraham. You know, sitting across the table from this general and this giant, you know.
Amen.
And Chip got a big healing that day. Power of God went in him. We'll talk about that next week. But in the plane on the way out there, the Lord said to me, I want you to tell Oral Roberts. Now, I knew Oral Roberts was trying to go home, but I wasn't thinking about it at the time. I knew he had said and announced, and you heard him, I'm going to go home when I'm 87. And he didn't leave until he was 92, almost 92. But we were at a table with Oral and Evelyn and you and Ken, my Shelley and I. And he announced to us, I'm going home when I'm 87. So that was kind of in the back of my mind after the Lord started talking to me. And on the plane, the Lord said, I want you to tell Oral Roberts, some men can choose the date of their departure from earth to heaven, as is revealed in the writings of the Apostle Paul. Others cannot. For the dates of their departures are in the sovereign plan of God. Two men who cannot are Billy Graham, Oral Roberts, he said first, Oral Roberts and Billy Graham. For the dates of their departures are in the sovereign plan of God, and at their departures, there will be a major shift in the heavenlies. We went out to Oral Roberts. It was so filled with God, that room that day. I delivered that message. He wrote me a 7-page letter after that meeting. And in that 7-page letter, he wrote, finally, please know that I received your prophetic word that in finishing my course, that at my death, something extraordinary. And those two words he printed in all caps. The rest is written in script. At my death, something extraordinary will happen by the Holy Spirit. Then he wrote a little bit more and signed it with my whole heart, Oral Roberts. So when I got word on December 15 that Brother Roberts had gone home, I sat down with this letter in my prayer chair in front of the window where I pray. And I said, Lord, what is it? What is that that's happened? You told me to deliver the word, and I did. And then he corroborated it, and I want to know what that is. And so I was seeking the Lord about it, and I've been seeking Him diligently about it when I was in Tulsa just after the first of the year. Been about 2 weeks. And I was to preach at Billy Joe Doherty's church. He had invited me the last time I saw him and said, you're supposed to be at my church the first Sunday of the year. So here Billy Joe's gone home to be with the Lord. I'm there because he invited me. And then we've had this word that we were to deliver to Oral Roberts. So I was connected with both of them. So I had this letter, and I'm before that window, and out that window you can see Oral Roberts University. And I'm seeking God about what's going to happen and what did happen. And then we shared yesterday about how at Brother Oral Roberts' memorial service, Richard Roberts, his son, and Roberta Roberts, his daughter, shared with us what happened at their father's home going in that hotel room. I mean, a hospital room. And Richard wrote about it, and he said it was a wonderful time and that it was filled with God, and his dad went home in complete victory. And heaven, he was told, is receiving a general,
Praise God. A great general. Yes, it's right.
And so I did a radio program with Roberta, and she said that we had gone out there, and we were with him most of the time, but Richard and I had just left to get a little bite to eat, and we got a call. Your dad wants you. And we went in, and she said, I heard this loud noise. And as we came down the hallway, and it was Dad singing. And we walked in that room, and he was singing all the old camp meeting songs and the old tent meeting songs and healing revival songs, crusade. He wanted us to sing with him. God is a good God. When he reached down his hand for me, only believe. And she said, we sang with him. And then she said he came to his theme song, Something Good is Going to Happen. And that song goes, something good is going to happen to you this very day. Something good is going to happen to you. Jesus of Nazareth is passing your way. And she said, Dad started laughing. And he starts saying, I'm going home. I'm going home. And then he said, something good is going to happen to me this very day. Something good is going to happen to me. Jesus of Nazareth is passing my way.
Is that the day he left?
That's the day he left.
Glory to God.
And she said, he said, Jesus is in this room. And she said, we had more than an hour when he was completely lucid. He was tapping his toes to the time of the music. And it was as if he had no pain. She thinks that he left then after that. Now then his body went back kind of in a coma state or whatever. She thinks his spirit left on the 14th. And that his body, you know, then followed after on the next day.
Well, that's kind of what Brother
Hagin's
body.
That's what happened to Brother Hagin.
Yeah.
He, you know, he left when he was, just after he finished breakfast, head fell over and he
happy
smiled.
Happy full.
Happy full. He said, you should go home. You should go home after. He always said it all his life. The way a person should go home, they should have a good breakfast and then go. And so Jerry.
That's what he did.
Yeah, he did. And Jerry Horton had fixed him a good breakfast and he finished the strawberries and he went, smiled. Well, then they called 911, you know, and they got his body back to going. And his body then, that was on Sunday, I think it was on Wednesday, that his body, they finally had to command his heart stop beating for him to go on. And, but Oral, he went on, and you know, he moved from earth to heaven.
Yep.
And that was his departure. And the Lord had told me there's something going to be a shift, a major shift in the heavenlies when he departs. Well, I'm there, and I've got this little tablet in my room, and I'm up there praying about it all. And the Lord impressed me to call a friend who'd gone to heaven and come back. Now, you just might as well know that people go to heaven and come back. Brother Hagin had prophesied to me before he left earth. He said, when you come to the age, the end of an age and another age is coming on, it's not just as if you have a log and suddenly you step over it and everything's different. He said, that age will start coming into this age.
Hmm.
And he said, there are, what's going to happen, he said, there's going to be a lot more activity and appearances of angels. And he said, there are going to be people who are going to be going to the eternity side and coming back without dying, or they may die and come back.
Yeah. Praise
and he
God.
Said, you're to write a book about it. Well, I haven't written a book about it, but I've kind of collected these people all through the years. Little Tommy Slayton, you remember him that went to heaven, and lots of others. And here is...
Ooh, Billy, do that book.
I'm going to do that book. And here's my friend, Dr. Gary Wood. He lives in Houston, Texas. He's an evangelist. And about probably 30 years ago now, maybe not quite that long ago, he was killed. He was in an automobile accident, got his voice box severed, and he was a singer. And he sings and preaches without the necessary parts. He's a miracle. Wow. And he wrote this book, A Place Called Heaven. And when he went there, it was a big 18-wheeler that hit him. And when he went there, he said, in front of me was a very beautiful gate. He saw the city. He climbed the hill. And he saw the gate and the pearl. And he saw a giant angel. He asked if he could enter the city, and the angel nodded. Suddenly in front of me stood my best friend, John. His eyes sparkled with life as we embraced. People have asked me if we know one another. He said, I knew my friend, John. And a car accident had taken John's life, and it was violent, so violent he had actually been decapitated. But he saw his friend John there, and it was his friend John then who escorted him all through heaven. And he tells about all the things he saw, and he saw the Lamb's Book of Life. John pulled a book from one of the shelves in the library with my initials on the outside. It was the Lamb's Book of Life. He laid it open on a table and found my name recorded in the book. Next to my name were the words, paid in full by the precious red blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And so he saw many other things, and he tells about it here in this book. He saw a multitude of people singing, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. And then he got, you know, he thought he was going to stay there, but then the Lord told him he had to go back. He said, you have to go back. His sister was was calling and said, I'm not going to let him go. I'm not going to let him go. And Jesus said to him, you have to go back. She's calling that name. And then David Ingalls wrote a song about it. Yeah, you'll have to go back. She's calling that name.
That's
him. Yeah, that's Gary Wood. But I just love this part about Gary's testimony. The Lord talked to him about what would mark, be signs of his soon return. He said, there will be three things that will mark my soon return. One, a spirit of restoration. Two, a spirit of prayer. And three, an outburst of miracles. Oh. And the restoration had to do part of it with restoration between people. And so, you know, Sister Woodworth Edder. Now we're going to talk more about her next week. This is one of her. We paid dearly for this little book, about $300. But this is one of her journals, Marvels and Miracles,
really?
That she kept. And we're making available Signs and Wonders, which is another of her journals that's in print. This one's not in print. But she started out by having a vision of heaven.
Why don't you put it in print, Billy?
So
your friends can have
bless
one.
The Lord. When God dealt with her, he took her to heaven. She was in the 1800s. There were not many women preachers.
No.
And people were not. And she had an experience with God. And this is one of the things that happened. He took her to heaven. And she said, oh, the glorious sight that met my view can never be expressed by mortal tongue. Heaven is located. It's a real city. Its inhabitants are real and not imaginary. If mothers could see their children as I saw them in all their shining glory, they would not weep for them, but would leave all and follow Jesus. They would let nothing keep them from meeting their children in heaven, where they are shining in dazzling beauty around God's throne and are watching to give welcome to the beautiful city. And she says, I never think of my children who had gone on as being in the grave anymore. And she explained then how God took her through heaven, how she couldn't really tell everything that she saw. But then she was convinced and she went on to worship God. And a sign of her ministry was that people went to, they went in trances. She went in trances. Sometimes those trances, they would be out for days.
Wouldn't she do that when she'd get in a position?
She'd get in a position, she might stay for days. And people would stay for days. And here she writes about her own self. I fell under this divine power several times during my meetings, while singing or talking. Sometimes while on my knees, God's power would take control of me, and I would remain in that condition for some time. The glory of God would come down like a cloud around me. I seemed to fall into the arms of Jesus. Angels would be all around me. I would see my children and others who had passed to the other side. One night I was pleading with sinners to accept the invitation to be present at the marriage supper of the Lamb. And then people would fall under these trances in her meetings. I was just writing all this down last night. A minister, a Methodist minister fell into the trance, saw heaven, and when people, they knew this man, and when he saw heaven and described it to them, then they would come to the altars. There were many other people who would come, and they would fall into these trances. This was the Methodist minister. He was in a vision, and he described, as he was in the vision, he described what he saw, the wonderful city of God with its glorious inhabitants. He saw many he had known on heaven, and then he saw the gulf fixed, and then he saw hell, and he would describe that. So I want you to know that seeing a vision of heaven is not something extraordinary. Remember that when we were at Sister Clara Grace came, yes, we were at that meeting in 1967 at Brother Hagin's, and she described
at how the beginning people, of our walk
at the beginning of our walk, we heard that she had seen this scene where the church was just down prostrate, weak, and then she saw this veil, and she saw people coming from the other side and bringing glory and ministering to this weak church. And she saw people from this saints, from this side, going back behind the veil, getting the glory, coming and ministering it to the saints. And the church rose up strong and then ministered. So I just want you to know this is not something weird that someone has been to heaven. So I called my friend. I'm praying about Brother Roberts, about the shift. And I call my friend who's been to heaven, And I asked her, did you know Brother Roberts went on? And she said, yes, Billy, I got to see it. The Lord let me see it. And I said, did you watch his memorial service? No, I didn't watch the memorial service, but the Lord let me see him go home. And she said, Billy, something rather strange happened. And she described to me, she said, well, this part wasn't strange. She said, Jesus came after him in his own chariot. And she had described how that people who are transported to heaven, you just don't go to heaven, just zap, you know, angels come for you, or there's a heavenly transport. But she says, Jesus comes after those that have given their all, and there's great reward for giving your all. And she explained how Brother Roberts had given his all.
Yes.
And she said, his children gave their all. And she said, there'll be reward from them for them on earth, and there'll be reward for them in heaven. And she said, Jesus came in his chariot for Brother Roberts because he had given his all. And she said, when he got to heaven, word goes out to people that you're coming. Remember how we got the report from Sister Lindsay, Frieda Lindsay's prayer partner, that when she had seen a vision that when Brother Hagin went to heaven, and she saw people, and they said, did you hear? Did you hear Brother Hagin's coming? It's Brother Hagin's coming.
Yeah.
And they all met him,
yes,
you know, on the other side. Okay,
that.
My friend said, I saw Evelyn come to the gates to meet him.
Well, certainly.
And she said she was beautiful. And she said she had in her hands a gift for him. And she said, Billy, it was strange what the gift was. And I knew she kind of wondered about telling me. She said it was an acoustical guitar. And she handed it to Oral. And she said, then she took him by the hand and she said, come on, Oral, let's go make some music. And she said they went to this place and she said to Oral, come on, Oral, let's go make some music.
Glory
and they went to
God.
This place and there was a big celebration going on. And Oral and Evelyn sang as he played. Well, I told that to my friend as we were on the air.
He went out of the earth singing and he went to glory and
singing.
Kept singing.
Kept singing on the other, finished the songs on the other side. Started with his children here and then he met Evelyn and I'm sure his children that are already preceded him there. And they went and made some music and had a great celebration. And when I told that on the radio with Roberta, she said, you know, that's how they started their ministry. Daddy playing the guitar and mama and singing. And
isn't that great?
Then here's what my friend told me. She said, Billy.
Wow.
She said, when, I got to get this back here. When they went and he went through in that, she just told me this, and she went through, he went through with Jesus. She said, Billy, he made one of the biggest holes in the realm of darkness that has ever been made. And I knew immediately by the Spirit, that's the shift. You see, there is
when he went from earth to heaven.
When he went from earth to heaven, there are at least three heavens. There's this atmospheric heaven, there's the second heaven, there's the third heaven. Now, around about earth, when God gave all the authority on the earth to Adam, but Adam gave it over to Satan. And when Jesus was on the earth, Satan said to him, if you'll worship me, I'll give you all these kingdoms because they've been delivered in my hands. And he set up a double kingdom system. It has a place for his power, his throne. His throne at the time when Jesus was on the earth was at Pergamos or Pergamum. We know that from what Jesus said in the book of Revelation. There are princes in the power of the air, and they rule down. They have set up. The whole world lieth in wickedness or darkness. The dark kingdom is set up all around the world. When that angel came to answer Daniel's prayer, he said, I had to fight with, I heard you. You were heard the first day, but it took me 21 days to get here because I had to come through and contend with the prince of Persia that's over Iran. And then there's the prince of Grecia. And so that double kingdom system is set up all around the earth. And she said, Billy, I saw that when Oral Roberts, Jesus went through with Oral Roberts because he was a man on earth and he had operated in power in his life, it made a blast in the heavenlies and it opened, made an opening through which God is establishing a portal. And she said, now there can be poured out upon the earth more grace, more glory, more miracles through this. Now, we're going to talk about it next week. You know, the Bible says, the powers of the heavens shall be shaken.
So that's the shift.
And when they went through, she said, absolutely, when they went through, when he went through, when Billy Joe went through, she said, you're going to actually see that something's going to be poured out on the very grounds of ORU, on the very grounds of the church, Billy Joe's church. She said, I saw people coming in cars and in vehicles bringing their sick right there.
Jesus.
The miracles. There's an opening made. That whole system's coming down. It's being shaken. It's going to be replaced. It's going to be replaced by the church of the living God.
Holy
that's
God.
Our position.
That's the shift.
That's the shift. And that's our position in the next age. We're going to take over where they ruled. We're going to be reading next week from this book, The Authority of the Believer. We're going to be talking about the power, the dunamis power that's going to operate right now. The shift has started. It has
started.
It has begun. The Lord said to me, that I showed you about Oral Roberts has begun. It is even more than begun, he said. And so things
Praise
have changed. Hallelujah.
God.
Glory be to God. And here we go.
Glory to God. The shift has begun.
Is in that double kingdom system.
Glory to God. I looked up the shift and just how much?
We're going to read that next
seconds?
Week. I don't think we got time.
15 seconds.
Oh, you can't read all that, but go
Glory
ahead.
Glory to God.
We'll start with it next week.
All right. We're going to read about the definition of the shift next week, and you're going to like it. It's happening. It's already happening. It's taking place. Don't miss any of these broadcasts. And you ought to get these and listen to them again or go to the internet, because Billy's sharing some things with us that are so important. I'm coming right back. Don't go away.
Come to these exciting meetings. A Behind the Mission Weekend with Stephen Kelly Swisher is June 25th and 26th in Lombard, Illinois at the Weston Lombard Yorktown Center. The Copeland Family Meeting in Long Beach, California is July 8th through 10th, 2010. Come and meet the family, George and Terry Pearsons, Stephen Kelly Swisher, John and Marty Copeland, and Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons at the Long Beach Convention Center. This year, the Southwest Believers Convention is being called Homecoming 2010. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, and Creflo Dollar August 2nd through 7th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. The Behind the Mission Weekend in Orlando, Florida will be September 24th and 25th with Stephen Kelly Swisher at the Hilton Orlando Bonnet Creek. For more information, call 800-600-7395 or visit our website at kcm.org.
Hello, I'm Pastor George Pearsons. Join me on the Believer's Voice of Victory with my special guests, Mac and Sandra Gober with Canaan Land Ministries. The Lord can take anybody's life, even his, just the way they are, and transform them into something great. Be sure to join us for an encounter with God that'll change your life and the lives of those you love.
You won't want to miss these special broadcasts.
Today's offering day. Billy and I are going to pray a prayer of faith over your offering. This is, I know it's some, you know, people are having difficulty out there in the world and things are looking bad some places, but church, we're not out in the world. our God meets our needs according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus, not according to the mess that things are in down here. And so as we pray today, we're going to believe God with you over your finances, and we're going to believe for a hundredfold return on your money. Hallelujah.
Praise
you know,
God.
We're supposed to sow seed and receive and reap the reward. So, Father, we
Thank
pray.
God.
You speak to people whatever you'd have
Thank
them
you,
to
Father.
Sow into this offering. And Billy and I pray and agree over this offering. We receive it to the work of God. We receive it
Praise
in
Jesus'
name. And we speak
Thank
over
you,
this seed sown today
oh,
that
God.
It will reap a hundredfold. I know that's a lot, but the angels will go get it. The
Hallelujah.
Angels will go get it.
Praise
God
Lord.
Will bless it. And so you get Lord, into agreement with us on this. You know, it's your harvest, and you got to get in agreement with it. So you look in the scriptures about the hundredfold return, and you set aside whatever the Lord tells you to do in this offering, and you believe you receive it in Jesus' name. Sow it into the work of God. And when you sow and when you tithe, all, every time, don't just plunk it, sow it. Don't just drop it in a bucket. Sow it and believe God. God will work in your finances. We know that's true. I mean, He has proven it to us and to many others for years and years and years. But you know, it takes faith. Faith is what makes the Word of God produce. So as you sow into your church, as you tithe into your church, you sow and you tithe in faith and believe God. Look up scriptures about it. Stand on it. Don't let the devil steal from you in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, we believe for a blessing. We believe for a hundredfold blessing
Hallelujah.
On what you sow in Jesus' name. But you got to believe it too. So you take it. Get in a good church. Go to a church that preaches the Word of God. You need to hear and be a part of a good church. Billy and I are going to be back next week, and I'm telling you, this has been exciting. If you've missed any of it, go to the internet and listen to it. Get it. Listen to it over and over again. We've entered a special time, and we walk this out by faith. Glory to God. And faith comes how? By hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So we'll see you again next week. And remember this, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Visit our website at kcm.org. There you can purchase today's broadcasts on DVD or CD or a copy of today's product. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a resource of study tools designed to give you hope and help you find the answers you're looking for. You can also call our prayer line, 800-600-7395, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Have faith in God and walk in the blessing today.